Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and it is Tuesday. It is freezing here on the... I'm sure if it's freezing here, it is cold where you are as well. You're not bundled today.
I'm actually freezing.
It's you, yeah.
I have my fur leopard coat on. It's fake fur.
Guys, let me give you a visual. She's wearing torn jeans.
Which is so stupid.
On a cold day. And then a denim jacket that has fur trim, like the faux fur trim that's leopard, on the wrists and on the collar. Also looks like it's lined with this faux fur. So it's like the nanny going behind the bike.
Also, listen, let me take a sip of this and then I have a story for you.
This is Coffee Talk.
Delicious.
I also literally just had a panic attack, and I was like, I can't hear, you guys. I can't hear. I don't think it's working. My mic, I don't think it's working. And then Justin came over, and he was like, actually, it's because your headphones aren't plugged in, genius. So that's how the morning is starting.
Got it.
And then we'll see how it goes from here.
Right.
Maybe we'll move gradually together into some sort of, like brain cells.
Well, I mean, this is the Tuesday vibe. This is what happens. It's hard to, like, yesterday we came in, we did the thing, and then we left.
Yeah.
Thinking we have a full week ahead of us. Well, and now it's hitting us that it's real.
I'm going to tell you guys something. You know, we go on all of the journeys together. Mm-hmm. We're so thankful that you guys even listen and care. But I started working out with this new trainer yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're going to be working out 3 times a week until Dinah Shore, because I need to get right for Dinah.
Is he wildly expensive?
He's great. He's a great... I mean, she's not rich. She thinks she is, but she's got to keep her budget.
Yeah.
So he's not, but he's amazing. I've been obsessed with him for like 5 years. He's like literally the most gorgeous, scrumptious gay man I've ever met, but his butt is so big.
You say that about every gay man.
No, I don't. I just have an appreciation for my people.
All right.
However, he is amazing and his butt is really big. So you know you're in good hands.
Are you changing your diet?
Well, so this then goes into the conversation. He told me I can't drink wine anymore. So then I fired him. No, I didn't. We're going to stay together. But he said that I have to start eating healthy. However, what is this keto diet? Because people are losing 20 to 30 pounds and I want to know about it.
And every healthcare professional is like, absolutely not. This is the worst thing.
Also, they're thin. Things to think about.
It is, but we've not seen the long-time effects. So it's just like one of those trendy diets and then people lose all the weight and then they gain it right back. That I have a feeling we haven't seen.
But is that listen, if you guys are listening and you've tried the keto diet, I want you to DM us at We Are Channel Q, because I want facts. I want answers. I want to know if it's working
Maybe
for
let's
you.
Not go for, I mean, no offense, listeners, but unless you're a nutritionist or some kind of physician.
I just want to know how it's working for them. Because people are losing a lot of weight.
Yes, and they also do that with really bad, trendy diets, like the This Is Nothing But Rice diet. They lose the weight, but then they gain it right back because it's not a sustainable lifestyle. But let's do pros and cons and see what happens. I agree.
Yeah, but I just want to know. Media. If it's terrible, I'll probably still do it. But I want to...
I reported about this because Jillian Michaels got into this huge war with Al Roker regarding this. Yeah.
Remember that? And then Andy Cohen got involved. And then everybody came for Jillian.
Right.
Because that's how Al Roker lost a lot of weight, right?
Yeah. So, well, I don't know.
Is that not how he did?
No,
maybe not.
No. She was...
Well, he looks amazing.
Do you remember when he was large?
Yeah.
That was like decades ago though now.
Yeah, but I wasn't
sure. It was weight loss surgery.
Well, he seemed to be he was not protective necessarily over keto diet. He was mad at Jillian Michaels for like shaming people. That's
correct.
Makes sense. Well, I want to know what you guys think because I think it's very interesting.
Well, do you know what the keto diet entails?
Well, it's really difficult. It's like high proteins, lots of fats, and then no sugars, no carbs, no, you know, any of that. But I feel like I would do great with a high protein diet.
That's what I do. High protein, no carbs, no light sugar, like very just natural, like strawberries in my shake. And but I just do like really clean chicken, really clean veggies. I actually like it, and I feel like the bloat went away.
I know, you're looking very good.
I think the issue for me was like my body just doesn't like gluten.
Yeah.
I got rid of it, and all of a sudden the bloat was gone.
Do you think you have a gluten allergy?
I have a gluten sensitivity, and my doctor told me not to go crazy with cutting it out. He's like, don't like feel like you need to be gluten-free. Yeah. But I feel much better without it. I feel lighter.
See, my dad has a gluten allergy, and we're Italian.
Sensitivity.
So, but his stomach, I'm not kidding you. Like, if he's listening, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to like shame you, Daddy, but his belly like really swells up. It's a real thing.
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah. And he'll be like, I'll have a piece of bread and I'm like 75 pounds heavier. And I'm like, that's crazy. And the minute he stops, his belly goes right down.
Well, I mean, I'm really interested in this whole pro and cons of the keto diet. So maybe for our What the Health, we'll bring in a physician to talk to us about the long-term effects, and maybe, who knows, maybe we'll both be on it in no time.
I love that. I think that's good. All right, you guys, well, we have a great show for you. And speaking of doctors, we've got our very favorite Doc Halligan answering your pet questions in the next hour. Hashtag Ask Doc Halligan. And then we're joined by actor and bad boy from Charmed, Constantine Rasulli, at 8:20 Pacific time, 11:20 Eastern time. And then, of course, we finish our morning with the guru of drag, Toni Moore, for Tuesdays Are a Drag in our final hour. Now, you guys, we have some news. We're about 48 hours away from the shutdown. Possible shutdown. Have we officially averted the situation? What is the news on the shutdown? We have it for you here with a new Channel Q on radio and radio.com. We'll be right back.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
What's up, Channel Q listeners? It's Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon. Oh, I made a nice batch of coffee. I just had a sip.
Oh, from your house?
Mm-hmm.
The home coffee's good.
It's real, real good. I need suggestions on a good, if you drink, we're asking a lot of you, dear listeners, but
I
need a good like coffee suggestion, like a nice, I don't like bitter, I don't like acidic, a nice like chocolatey kind of coffee. Anyway, by the way, so remember a couple weeks ago when we were just all reporting only nonstop about the government shutdown and, you know, what that meant for the average everyday folk?
Yeah.
Well, we're just shy of when the government may shut down unless both sides of the aisle come together on an agreement that is going to work for both parties. You know, Donald Trump is begging for that border wall money. He was even in a rally in Texas last night talking about the safety and how a wall makes sense. And Beto O'Rourke was saying the opposite. He was like, well, you don't believe in walls. We want secure borders, but walls divide people. Well, the congressional negotiators say that they've reached an agreement in principle to avert a partial government shutdown at the end of this week. And there's four bipartisan negotiators emerging from talks that happened on Monday night, last night. They declined to get into the details of how the agreement was struck and exact the parameters of the whole deal. But when asked whether it included barrier funding and a resolution to the detention bed issue, Senate Appropriations Chairman Richard Shelby said, "We got an agreement on all of it."
Wow.
Yeah, which is kind of really a big deal because we have been dealing with this for, feels like, months.
Well, and I bet you the stress and the anxiety that people have had after having that really long shutdown with no money, no paychecks, they're trying to like get back on schedule. They're probably concerned if it's going to happen again in 3 weeks. Hopefully they can get a little bit of relief.
When I was younger, probably around six, seven, eight, my mom worked for 9X, which is like a phone company, which is a telephone operator.
Oh, yeah, you've
said back in the day, as opposed to it being electronic, you had to literally say 9X, Jay, and then people are like, oh, great. I look for Michaela Gordon, Los Angeles, California, residence number, please. Okay, sure thing. And then they look it up. She went on strike. They all went on strike. And then I remember that the people were basically striking for real just decent laws to protect them. And if people just couldn't do it, they had to go back to work and they would call them scabs. And so it just reminds me of that time. These people, however, are government employees who are keeping us safe, who are working and having to show up because they understand the weight of their job.
Right.
But for many people, not able to make ends meet after that last one. It was a real big struggle. So this issue is going to continue going on, but what do you feel about them reaching a partial decision in terms of at least some level of an agreement and there being a little border funding?
You know, I like Beto O'Rourke. I'm a big fan of his, and I think
Do you think that he will put his hat into the ring as a possible candidate for
president? I don't know. I feel like a lot of people have put their hat in the ring as far as the Democratic Party go.
I feel like it's an injustice.
Well, I feel like it's not helpful. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what we would have done that was really smart was had like two or three or four really strong candidates.
I think we'll get there based on, I don't know how long it takes, but they start falling off like flies. I don't know, Justin, how long does that take usually? For people to, let's say right now there's like 30 people vying to be Democratic president. How long does it take before we're down to like four?
Probably at least a year or so.
So this is all basically trying to check out the vibe and temperature if they were to run.
Exactly.
I see.
Got it.
Yeah. And so, it's one of those things where even now Beto has not officially said he's going to run, but even Trump is talking about him. There's some audio of what Trump thinks of Beto. Have a listen here.
But a young man who's got very little going for himself, except he's got a great first name. He challenged us. So we have, let's say, 35,000 people tonight, and he has 200 people, 300 people, not too good. In fact, what I would do is I would say that may be the end of his presidential bid, but he did challenge it.
I mean, Trump can't even let this listen. Now, again, he might have been in a bad mood because Trump had just found out that they had reached an agreement. Now, all the political commentators that are pro-wall are already clapping back, saying that the agreement made, they know some of the details that have been leaked to them. They're saying it's a no-go. No, this is not the one. So, I mean, even though there is an agreement here, Trump's clearly agitated. He goes after everyone. I'm surprised he hasn't gone after you, Michaela.
I mean, I'm a pretty likable person, and I'm adorable, so that would make sense. Here's the thing. This is what frustrates me about Trump. And even, like, I never try to speak bad about him because I'm trying to come from a different place in 2019 where I'm, like, more acceptive of people. He makes things up. Like, I've never known somebody to make so many things up. Like, you had 200 people at your rally, you had 35,000. Yeah. That's not even true.
Right.
Like, it's just so far from the truth that I don't know how somebody who's supposed to be the president of the United States has been able to get away with this for so long.
My big issue is the global warming thing and how he keeps
talk about that with Donald Trump Jr.
Wrong. Yeah.
Oh my God, that was so stupid.
I walked to work, from the car here, and I thought it is. I don't ever remember a time in recorded history where it was this cold in LA for this long.
Never, and rainy.
Ever. So, and then we're seeing it, and bugs are dying at a rapid rate. I was reading something: 40% of the insects that we know and love will likely die in the next two decades.
I mean, there was a joke that said two things that'll never die: Sharon cockroaches.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
And I mean, the cockroaches are looking pretty slim.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a little scary, but I think, we'll see how this plays out. They have reached an agreement, and I would be very curious as to the details of that agreement. But as that story moves forward, we'll of course continue to cover it.
All right, you guys. Well, when we come back, listen, if it's not the shutdown, it's a tax issue. Find out how people are dealing with the upset of their taxes. Stick around with a new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordana. Michaela Gordini. I don't know.
Not Gordini.
Michaela Gordon. Have you ever, other than Mika, have you had other nicknames?
You know what? When I was little, a couple of my girlfriends used to call me Lala because I sang.
Cute. And they
it was so cute. I actually
Let's
loved
bring
it.
That back.
You want to bring it back? Bring it back. Start a riot. Start it.
I will.
I want you to start calling me that. But it was Mika or Lala. What was yours?
J-Boy, J-Rod, J-Bird.
Yeah, J-Bird.
All the crew. Straight guys. Those are the things straight guys call me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I call you Poppy Rodriguez.
By the way,
that's a straight guy.
But we're about to talk something really important. Before we do, I reconnected with a guy who we made over Jay Leno's set back in the day when I did the original Queer Eye. And one of the, there was like a bar cart and it's called the J-Cart. And I'm so jealous of it. It was a full bar with a bartender backstage who was dressed up in a shirt and tie and slacks. And he'd roll it into each dressing room. You could have any cocktail you wanted.
No.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
Anything
amazing.
You could imagine, they could make it for you. And I became friends with this guy named Sean Michael Arthur. Haven't talked to him for, like, we just would always talk. This is in 2003. We instantly bonded, decided we were brothers. He was up for the role of Superman, didn't get it. Like, he's like 6'4", black hair, like, muscle guy. Years later, we've like been chatting. He's like totally has a girlfriend, everything. He's a son now. I mean, lovely guy. And he was like, I miss you so much. So I'm going to have a little straight boy time next week.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
I'm kind of nervous. I need like more like, I have to like
get some. Do you want to go practice?
I need just like to be informed about straight people are talking about things. I mean, I guess we could talk about politics.
Do you want me to be the straight guy? Like we can go on a date this week and I'll be the straight guy and you can be you.
Sometimes you dress like one. Just going to put that out there.
Okay.
Well. Shade. Anyway, well, listen, you know that deal that we're talking about that both sides of the aisle came together and pitched? You know, that deal that they've finally come together to prevent the government shutdown would include $1.375 billion for barrier funding over like about a 55-mile area. And that's for a new barrier at the Rio Grande Valley, which has been a priority for the White House forever. But remember, he thought Mexico was going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that maybe we're going to end up paying for it because tax season has begun and already some Americans who filed their taxes for 2018, many people thought they were going to get some like huge refund. But several people have found themselves with a surprise bill from the IRS. One person says, I screamed when I saw my refund. She goes, now she lives in Orlando, and she says her refund was slashed by about $1,400 when she filed her 2018 taxes a few days ago. Now, she says she relies on that refund to cover the property taxes on her house that she bought 4 years ago. And she's a Democrat whose voting history has included candidates from both parties. She says she was really upset about her lower refund. Now, refunds have always been a kind of wild card to me. I'm incorporated, so I don't am not eligible to get a refund ever.
Yeah.
Sometimes I owe the government money, so I'm not used to this phenomenon. But what about you? Would you be very upset if you did your taxes this year and you owed or you didn't get as much back?
Oh my God, I would hate it. A few years ago, more like 10 years ago, I was not incorporated. I was not anything, and I did my taxes, and then I ended up getting this huge refund. Like, it was crazy, and I was like, thank you, God, it was amazing.
And it was a mistake.
And then the following year, I owed money. But, like, oh. I was really young, too, and I was like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to get all this money back, and then I owed money. And I was like, oh, my God, what a hit. Like, I thought, you know, and then I had to
really,
be responsible.
Really good for you, I think, in the future, something you should consider, is having a business manager. It's a little bit like having someone over your shoulder, like, watching how you spend your money and keeping you accountable.
Yeah, their name is Lisa Pittman.
Okay. Right. So I have one and
we got her.
And I have this they basically put a certain number of cash in my account every week. They pay all my bills for me, and they make sure that my credit is right. It's when you're an artist.
Wait, that's so good. I love
that. But it's 5% of your income. You'd have to be willing to part with that.
I would be if they like kept
if they
me in order.
Yeah, and kept you in order. The biggest thing for me, and I know for a lot of people, as tax season comes around, people are very, this time of year, we've just spent a lot of money during the holidays.
Do they do your taxes as well?
Everything.
And give me the number.
Digital and paper copies sent to me. So I have a file of all my finances since 2003 when I started with them. I mean, 5% to give up 5% of your income, for a lot of people, that's a big deal.
And
but for
monthly?
Someone like me, every single check you make, they're going to make 5% off that.
It's worth it.
Kind of for me, worth it. And I'll tell you why. Because I don't have like the mass. I don't have like the lawyer, the publicist, the manager. I just have an agent. And we have a legal team that goes over my contracts at the agency. So I don't really have all these other expenses. A lot of people in my business have a manager that might be 10 to 15%. They might have an additional entertainment attorney that takes 5% of everything. So now they're up to 30% of their salary. So for a lot of people who rely on this extra bump, bump in their taxes, they're going to be very surprised this year to find out that they may not be getting a refund as hefty as they once imagined.
Yeah, I mean, that's awful, though. This woman is saying that, you know, she has two grown kids in college, her and her wife, and they look forward to that money, even if it's $2,500 only, because it's helping put them in school.
Oh my God, do we find a lesbian?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
love that
Are
we
you
did
dying?
That. Yeah,
I know.
That was totally coincidental.
Kelly, who does not want her last name, said, tweeted to the president, first time ever owing taxes, static income, but take away the itemization, and we got hit hard. Where's the middle class benefits? Sadly disappointed here. Her and her wife voted for Trump in 2016.
Shocking.
And I'm kind of shocked.
She said
I was
they normally
surprised.
Get $2,500 back, but this year they had to pay
$19.
Well, I'll tell you what, our deductions as entertainers, that went away. A lot of the business expenses stuff, that according to Trump's tax kind of redoing the laws, you can't, like, some things that used to be write-offs are no longer write-offs for your profession. Yeah.
That's awful. I mean, that's going to be a big hit, too.
Are you waiting
for
your,
off.
Yeah, are you waiting for your, have you done your taxes yet?
Not yet. Not for 2018.
Do you always do them on time, or?
Oh, no. Come on.
Do you get in this trouble? Have you been audited?
No. I'm responsible. Okay. I wait to the last minute, but I do it.
All right. Well, that's, listen.
If
I hope
you're
you,
listening to me, turn
hope,
the radio off.
I hope you listeners are not going to be in a tax pickle. No one wants that. So last night, I got to watch Brian Justin Crum and many others compete in America's Got Talent, the champions. I've got a lot of feelings about it because I was texting you guys nonstop. So when we come back, we're going to talk about AGT and my shocking response to Brian Justin Crum's performance.
That's right. Stick around with the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon.
Hi, good morning, you guys. I'm sorry. I am just
She's
a little
shook.
Out of it
You're
because
shook.
I was watching some of the performances from America's Got Talent
and
Champions.
And you were surprised.
Well, I've got a little bit of attitude.
Okay.
And then I'm highly impressed.
Okay, so there's a couple websites that are taking basically polling online, specifically one called TV Line, and they are essentially kind of gauging audiences' responses. You can go to this website. It's literally TVLine.com, and they have a little America's Got Talent voting system thing. Susan Boyle is in the lead on this website with 38% of the votes from people who are visiting this site. We had Brian Justin Crum on last week. He's a contestant who already competed in the show. Now he's back for Champions. He sang, and it was amazing. He's our friend here to the station. He's happens to be an out gay man. I've adored his work for years. We have a little audio because it was phenomenal. And then I want to talk about his contestant, his other peers. Here we go.
Never be enough for me. Never for me.
Now, you would think that's enough.
It's gorgeous. Okay, but let's just take one moment on this.
Okay.
That's really beautiful. And to sing it in that key as a male is not easy to do. I know a lot of females, they can't sing it in that key and it doesn't sound good. So that's, I mean, it's gorgeous.
Do you think that's, I don't think that's original key, though.
Well, I know that him, I don't know, it might be because then he does the modulation and it's a huge modulation.
Because I've sung the original version and I can sing his, but I can't sing the original.
I don't know, because the modulation may go back into the original key.
Maybe. Long story short, he killed it so hard.
Killed it.
I don't think it's enough. I hate to say that. Christina Ramos opened the show. She opened it with this operatic sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
With this beautiful, broken mirrored cape. Then she goes into this incredible rock number, only to end it this insane aria that mirrored the Fifth Element. The character in the Fifth Element, the blue character with all those crazy operatic skills. She's from Spain. I adored her. But I mean, there were so many impressive talents. I mean, Preacher Lawson, friend of mine, who he has been killing it at the gym. He ripped off his, no, because he didn't always have this physique, and we've talked about this. But he's been literally, if you follow him on Instagram, you've seen seen his fitness journey. At the end of his set, he ripped off his shirt, the crowd went nuts, and he was hilarious. He sort of embodied all different people as he was telling these stories.
Let's take a listen now, because Susan Boyle is back.
I expected a lot of Susan Boyle.
She's this was going to be a big thing.
I love her, but
let's take a listen to her performance last night.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan. Susan, we've got your headshot. Do you want them back? We know they're expensive. Thank you, Susan. Have a seat. Have a seat. Susan, the point is, you go away from the show, you become famous, and you come back and do something better that
I know,
we already
it was,
saw.
Honestly, but she's appealing to the white older crowd that's going to vote.
She's a lesson in rooting for the underdog, and I already learned that lesson.
But we already did that, and honestly, I wish I had. You know what? Let me tell you something. How am I to clock Susan Boyle? I lost American Idol. Couldn't have lost it any harder. So who am I to judge? I dreamed a dream. Living in a nightmare.
I gotta say,
didn't work out.
There were so many incredible, talented people, but one of the. What's happening?
Nothing, go.
There's lots of sign language happening. There was this one girl who literally had a puppet that she made sing opera. I don't know how she did it. It was incredible. And then there was like a danger act. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, the people who win the show, they win a whole lot of money, but they all walked away as stars.
They do. And listen, although you do not like Susan Boyle, I believe she is now officially married. So Susan Boyle did win something, and that was love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.